Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Man cannot and does not choose to do good. Paul quotes the psalmist saying, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." Man's inability is not physical in nature, but is rather rooted in the seat of his desire. A man can only choose those things which he desires to choose, and no man by his own nature can desire anything but that which Paul describes as fulfilling the desires of the flesh and mind. Many hold up the Ten Commandments as the standard by which men are supposed to live. They chisel them on monuments and print them on yard signs to remind men of their obligation, as if this was God's standard, and that by doing so they can influence men to keep them. The standard of God's righteousness cannot be chiseled in stone. The benchmark of that righteousness, which alone is accepted in heaven, is the Lord Jesus Christ, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. God allows no deviance from a perfect keeping of his law. It is not righteous in his sight for a man to outwardly obey the Ten Commandments or to even desire to keep them in his heart. Only a perfect righteousness can avail in the courts of heaven. Any standard other than this one, which gives a man any sort of comfort that he has some righteousness before a holy and almighty God, is nothing more than a delusion and an exercise in self-righteousness. That man who has fled to him for refuge and embraced his righteousness as his own knows that all that the Ten Commandments can do is remind us of our inability to keep them. Each time he looks at those tablets of stone, he is condemned, except he knows, "But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption." Is Christ alone your righteousness? My soul.